Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Little ditty called Path Train Blues, played by a Hoboken band, $2 guitar. But maybe those blues were lightened, if only for a moment, for the nearly 240,000 commuters who take the Path Train into the city on most weekdays. They got a nice present this morning, a free ride. The PATH train is waiving all fares all day, in case you didn't know, both to celebrate its 100th birthday and to raise awareness about a proposed system-wide expansion. And in honor of 100 years of service under the Hudson River, we want to hear what you think about the PATH train. What do you see? Who do you see on the PATH train every day? Have you ever met anyone like the guy from $2 Guitar? And is there a PATH culture that is markedly different from the New York City subway culture? Call us up. Is there a PATH culture? Is it different from subway culture? 212-433-WNYC. PATH train riders, 212-433-9692. And as your calls are coming in about the PATH train, we are joined now by Richard Kelly, the former vice president and general manager of PATH and the former director of interstate commerce for the Port Authority. Mr. Kelly, thanks so much for coming on the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. The PATH system is 100 years old, and I guess that will surprise a lot of people who would think that it is not nearly that old.
No, I thoroughly agree with you. People who ride the system today, by and large, are a young group of people and maybe have 15, the most, 20 years experience riding the PATH system, so they've always known it to be a very modern and efficient and on-time railroad.
Who was, when were you in charge of the system, and was there a sort of archetypal PATH rider at that time?
Well, I joined the Railroad Equipment Office, which was the precursor to the PATH Corporation, which is a subsidiary corporation to run the PATH system within the Port Authority structure, in 1961, prior to the acquisition of the Hudson Manhattan. And then I retired in 1995, and throughout that intervening period, worked in various capacities on the PATH system and elsewhere in the Port Authority.
Mm-hmm. So when you left PATH in 1995, how was it different from today?
Well, we had at that point in time introduced a new car shop or car maintenance facility, had done a fairly extensive amount of station improvement, and had added a new fleet of what we refer to as the PA series cars, actually through four orders of new cars. And they were beginning to show their age. Their reliability was reaching the point where we couldn't count absolutely on a car to operate efficiently, and we were looking around to order new cars and to move forward with a new fleet at that point.
All right. I'll tell you what. We have some PATH train riders checking in on the difference between PATH culture and subway culture at 212-433-WNYC, and Anna in Manhattan is one of them. Hi, Anna.
Hi there. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to say, I lived in Jersey City from 99 until 2006, and I love taking the PATH train. I'm very happy to be in Manhattan, but I think the subway is dirty and nasty, and the PATH train culture was much more civilized, and I just felt like you could always reach the conductor if you needed them, or anything, you know, it just felt like a more civilized ride, and like I said, I love the city, but the PATH train
more homey in a way.
It was more homey. People they value the train. Like, yeah, I never felt like it was as dirty and you know, they just everyone, yeah, people, and people will always have stories about New Jersey. They're very proud about it. Even in the trains, they have little stories about, like, different towns in New Jersey on the PATH train, and that just makes it that much, you know, more connected.
All right. Thanks a lot for your call. Here's an email that says, I moved to New Jersey last year, and initially the most obvious difference between PATH and the subways is cleanliness. However, as much as I appreciate the cleanliness, I enjoy my time on the subway so much more because of the culture of arts built into the system from the beginning and continue today. For example, the tile work of the Christopher Street Station and countless others. So Richard Kelly, let me ask you, you think that, judging from these two comments so far, you think the PATH trains are cleaner but kind of blander?
No, not really. You know, one point I'd like to make is that we have always attempted never to compare ourselves to the New York City subway.
Going out the window on this show.
I'm sorry?
That's all going out the window on this show.
You know, we ran and continue to run a 13.8-mile system with, I believe, 14 stations now, The New York City Transit Authority runs a system, I think, in excess of 550 stations, and the ridership is substantially greater than ours. The problems there are monumental, and the problems in the PATH system were daunting because of the age of the system and the problems of deferred maintenance on the Hudson Manhattan Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And the Port Authority, I think I would like to address it as one of a Port Authority culture. The Port Authority was and continues to be an organization of incredible engineering strength and operating expertise and a tremendous amount of pride. And they were able to bring both of those expertise areas to bear and to overcome the obstacles of running a transit system.
All right.
And still rehabilitating it.
Listeners, on this 100th anniversary of the PATH system, when the PATH trains are free today, talk about the PATH trains and what's the difference between PATH culture and subway culture. 212-433-WNYC. Where'd that come from? 212-433-9692. And Sarah in Rockville, Maryland wants to weigh in on this difference. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you, Brian?
Good. Did you used to live in New Jersey?
I lived in Jersey City for 9 years.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell you that the main difference between the PATH and the subway in terms of the culture that is there all the time is the vermin. I've never seen a rat on the PATH, but there are plenty of mice. And the subway, I never saw a mouse, but there are certainly rats.
The difference is the difference between rats and mice.
That's the size of the rodents is as near as I can tell the primary difference. There was also, the PATH has a tendency to go on a schedule in the middle of the day that you can actually predict.
But it doesn't go very much at night if you ever want to do something in the city and then go home late to Jersey City, right?
Yeah, well, but the other thing is that because it doesn't run as often, there's a certain safety that you feel because there are more people around unless you happen to just miss a train. So there's definitely a feeling that even though the trains don't run as often, there is a sense that at night there's safety in numbers because there are a lot of people around.
So
people tend to talk to each other about, oh, how much longer do you think the train is going to be?
Uh-huh. So do you think people talk to each other either more or differently on the PATH lines?
I think there may be a little bit more talking. I don't know. See, there's also now I'm in the D.C. area. There's a very, very huge difference with the Metro. The Metro is a very different experience entirely from either the PATH or the subway. But I do think people maybe talk to each other a little bit differently late at night, maybe not so much during the day. That's not quite so different. I did certainly have lots and lots and lots of people ask me for directions and questions and tourists and things who are staying in expensive, mm-hmm. less expensive hotels in New Jersey. People would tend to ask me questions about, you know, where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
But that may be at least in part because the past cars during the day are less crowded than the subway cars.
And if the
commuting, I'm sure it's not quite the same thing, but during actual daytime hours between the
right.
commutes.
But the big metaphor for the entire states are
mice versus rats.
Mice in New Jersey, rats in New York. Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Eddie
Bye-bye.
In, I'm sorry, it's Tom in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Hi. I used to ride the trains to Hoboken many years ago, and now I live on Christopher Street. And I noticed that the PATH trains have the most unusual smell of any line that I've ever ridden in my life. It's kind of like the bottom of the sea or something. Is there any reason? Does anybody else notice that?
Mr. Kelly, is the particular olfactory sensation on the PATH train something that was done by design?
Well, clearly it was never done by design. In fact, we've attempted on occasion to treat it through chemicals to reduce some of the odors that sometimes seep in.
What is it? Is it different?
Well, you have a 100-year-old system, and you do get seepage, as in any tunnel system. And so there is a chemical reaction on the outside of the tunnel rings and the tunnels, which come through with the water that seeps into the tunnel and goes into the drainage system. That doesn't mean there are leaks. It's just mm-hmm. a natural phenomenon. So you do carry in, and sometimes you do carry in an odor, and sometimes it's very predominant in, like, Hoboken, where there is a seawall and a very high water table, where you get a buildup outside the seawall of a chemical reaction to the water and to the cleanliness of the water in the river.
I think Peter in Manhattan has a word for the smell in one or two words. Peter?
Yes. I would have to go along and agree with that. I rarely take the PATH system, so I'm sensitive to the differences, and it seems like a very good system, as people have said, and it's clean and it's friendly and it's great, except for this one thing, the mold and the mildew. Suddenly you're in this environment of mold and mildew. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Whenever you get into the PATH system. That
right.
just always struck me very strongly.
Thank you for your call. Eddie in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, what's up?
All you have to do is just go down and see for yourself. Platforms are always clean. And me, I'm from Brooklyn, live in Brooklyn all my life. Just recently moved to Jersey. I've been out in Jersey now for 3 years. I've never, ever, ever saw a rat or a mouse, anything.
Not even a mouse.
Never, never. And when you go inside, the floors are clean, the seats are clean. Compared to the subways here in New York, I'm like, come on, man. It's filthy. You know, and the platforms are always clean. Over here in World Trade Center, when I come to work, mm-hmm. I never, ever see garbage on the floor, ever, or in Journal Square.
Eddie, a happy PATH train rider.
Love it.
And you get
God
to
bless them.
Go back and forth for free today.
That's right, baby.
All right. Eric in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how you doing? You know, the cleanliness is one thing, but at what cost? Because I don't know if it's part of the program of keeping trash off the platform, but you also don't see any of the maybe more colorful, what some people would consider human trash, but, you know, there's no musicians, there's no performers, there's none of that cultural, there's none of that people culture with the PATH.
Is that and thanks for your call. Richard Kelly, is that a conscious decision?
I don't, over the years, it's one that we've taken a look at. It's not necessarily one of performers, but rather we had a serious problem at one point of homeless. And what we did, rather than putting people outside the system, is that we developed a program to assist the homeless and refer them to alternative housing and to agencies in both states that could help them. So it was always a very caring and nurturing program, and it worked well.
And in terms of musicians and other creative people running around doing their stuff?
I don't personally know of anything today. I retired in 95.
Yeah.
But we never had a huge demand for that.
Ron in Plainfield, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
The one thought I had about the distinction is that really the PATH is an intercity railroad versus the New York City subway, which, you know, serves neighborhoods and distinct communities. So it does have a very different feel. I mean, I grew up in New York, and so I took the subway all the time. But I was always going, I was getting on and getting off, at my destination, whereas with the path, it's primarily just a link between other modes of transportation, and certainly does not specifically serve a particular community or particular neighborhood.
Thank you for your call. But Richard Kelly, would you put it that way? I don't think of it as an intercity rail system like, you know, you would go from Cleveland to Chicago or something like that. This is basically for commuters in and out of New York City. Is that fair?
Well, yes. There is a classification that it fits into, which is called Intercity Electric Railroad. But it has changed its character over the years. I don't view it anymore as just a commuter system. Certainly with the development on the Hudson River on both sides and the expansion of commerce and commercial activity in New York City, there is a great deal of intra-city transportation. People in Jersey City travel to Newport Station to visit the mall and go to restaurants, and that's true of Exchange Place and the like. So it's not necessarily totally or exclusively commutation or intercity,
And that's where we have to leave it, I'm sorry to say.
Okay.
Richard Kelly, former vice president and general manager of the PATH. Here's to another 100 years of PATH service, huh?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.